from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah. Pull out a dub.
Oh, the memories. The demons.
Was Fergie with the Black Eyed Peas?
That's right.
Okay. All
right. That's right.
Look at me, my pop culture self.
Yep. Well done.
Yeah, man.
Pulling the pop culture references from the mid-2000s out. I got them, too.
Yeah, man.
That's what we got. We got you.
Yeah, right, man. We are.
You want to talk 2008 pop culture? More like 1998 pop culture.
Oh, this
we got you.
Oh, this was this.
'09.
I don't remember none of it. I mean, I remember who the Black Eyed Peas.
I remember. I vividly remember certain pop stars getting popular and being like, "Oh, I'm too old for this now. Like, I don't like this anymore."
Yeah, I just saw a lot of them go solo. Like the lead person of the group go solo.
Yeah, that was. For the most part. But that's common throughout the history of groups.
Yeah. I like. What the hell was that group? Destiny Child. But Beyonce had to leave.
Yeah,
Beyonce. Like,
I don't think anybody in retrospect can blame Beyonce for the career that she's had.
Yeah, but
pretty good call.
Yeah, I gotta go. You know, and so I don't fault her.
No, I don't either
for that. You know, I'm sure that.
What I don't know, I get confused though, is kind of the time period when Destiny's Child was ending and Beyonce's solo career was starting. Because like I'm like, is that a Destiny's Child song or is that a Beyonce solo song?
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember that. But that happened
and
when
that comes up all the time.
That happened when Jay-Z got together? That happened when her and Jay got together?
I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember people were like, she should never leave him. Like, she's never going to be the same without all of those. Like, I think she'll be all right.
Yeah, she's fine.
She should be okay.
She's fine, but that's what it is now. They make up the breakup now. I mean, what's the, I'm trying to think right now out loud, a good R&B group that still puts out, not singing their classic, but put out new music.
Couldn't tell you. I'm sure there are. Yeah. There's got to be. I mean, there's got to be like contemporary R&B groups that are making good music, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just starting to think like, ain't no more boy bands. Ain't no more dressed alike. None of that stuff.
Yeah, I know. I don't think, right? Now it's all like K-pop boy bands.
Oh.
Right? Because those guys are kind of boy bands.
Those
right?
dudes. Yeah, right? Yes. I don't.
I think so.
K-pop only when you go into like Korean barbecue, they play them all the time.
Yeah, it's on that,
I would never know what the hell K-pop is. Yeah. Look at her. She's on TV right now. You saw her in her face. She got the big bang, so you couldn't see her eyes. But them eyes, they just don't. Poor bang.
Yeah,
poor
she's bang. Got the poor ratio bang. Off. She poor had like a Xanax and like too many white wines, you know?
Oh, I could do this. Yeah. Hit it.
Like an East Cobb baseball mom. You know what I mean?
She said one, two, three, hit it.
Bo knows what I'm talking about. Look at that. That was a solid reference.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
What was that spot y'all went to?
Where?
Up there in Cobb, where the, Like, oh my God, because you said East Cobb.
We live in Cobb.
No, I'm talking about the place that you and Ashley and went to the with the unlimited like Chardonnays or something.
I don't remember. Unlimited Chardonnays or sounds something. Awesome.
Unlimited Chardonnays for like all the moms up there.
What was this?
Dude, you said, oh.
God. Oh, I mean, we went to Smyrna Market Village. We go there all the time, but there was one spot that you could kind of trick the young barista into giving you a lot of wine.
Double up on the wine. That might have been the place you were telling me.
They
about.
Were filling like keg cups filled with wines.
Yeah.
But it was like a half bottle of wine for $5.
Sweet.
Pretty good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It was a red Solo cup filled with wine.
Yeah, but I'm saying like the Chardonnay drunk. I've never been drunk off Chardonnay. So I can only imagine.
I have. Ask me anything.
Yeah, I can only imagine. never been drunk off Chardonnay before. I've
been drunk off Chardonnay recently.
Really? No, I can't let like I can't let Chardonnay get me.
Saturday.
I can't
let Chardonnay get you.
I can't let it get me.
Don't be drinking outside during the summer.
That's what it was.
I want me too.
That's what it was.
Why? Oh, because you might not remember what you did the next day.
Anything. Yeah, anything outside the summer can kind of sneak up on you.
Anything cold.
But that's the thing about it. Again, this is why I appreciate y'all, because y'all bring me into a different focus in these things. I always thought moms drink Chardonnay.
They do.
Okay, that's what I thought. It was a strictly mom wine. I did.
Well, it won't tell you no if you try to drink it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I always thought it was a mom wine.
I would say the majority of the Chardonnay purchased is by moms and grandmas.
And that's what I thought about.
Yeah. Or future moms.
Yeah, and that's when you said that about the Chardonnay, I was like, oh.
AKA young women.
Oh, when you said drunk off Chardonnay, I was like, okay, so my perception of Chardonnay is wrong.
Yeah.
Everybody
No, Chardonnay. Your perception of Chardonnay is right.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not afraid to get like soccer mom wasted.
How many glasses you take?
For me?
Yeah.
To get like
how many
kinda,
bottles rather probably.
Okay.
Yeah, probably
okay.
Like a bottle.
Okay, thank
you. Like a bottle of Chardonnay.
All right,
and then you,
all right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm hard, all right.
Okay, all right. If I was in like you know, because a lot of them say, just give me a glass of Chardonnay and I'm woo. Yeah.
don't get it twisted.
Okay.
Even when I'm drunk on Chardonnay, I'm still hard.
Okay, thank you. Because I'm like, I don't need no one glass
it's
Chardonnay.
It's not Chardonnay when I drink it, it's Hardonnay.
Okay? Hardonnay, baby. There we go.
That's how we get it.
And toss it back. You don't sip, do you? You gulp.
No, I gulp it.
There we go.
I'd just face the bottle.
There we go, dog.
As long as I can embarrass myself in front of a crowd of people, that's what's good.
That's what I
give
need
me the bottle.
Now I'm in a good mood.
You ever beer bong a whole bottle of Chardonnay before?
I've never drank the bottle of Chardonnay before. So I would not know.
I haven't done that either.
Yeah.
I normally drink it at a reasonable pace.
Oh, yeah.
But, you were going to ask about Chardonnay drunks?
No, I was just wondering, is it any different than any other wine drunk?
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's like a little sloppier, I would say. Like a Chardonnay, it's like a white wine drink. There's something about drinking white wine that's kind of like it's very hyper.
Yeah.
You're like, look, it's like, oh, I'm chatty and fun now.
Right.
You know, which
but,
is probably
but I
why
I think I was a
fancy
ass wine drinker. You know, I used to drink the Pinot Grigio and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but those are the drinks that you got to lace, though. You know, like put the tequila at the bottom of it. What's it called again, Bo? We put tequila at the bottom of the wine glass. You put it in the champagne, but we used to put it in the bottom of the wine glass.
I didn't know it had a name.
I didn't either. I thought you had a
I
name
just
for
call it.
I
called bougie wine.
There it is.
Yeah. Bougie wine.
Yeah. And I am bougie.
You could name it.
I'll figure something.
Okay. I like you said lace it. I was like, with what?
Yeah, dog.
Oh, like, tequila.
Okay. Lace it with the tequila.
What are we putting in here?
Dog, put your like a little put a shot of tequila
got
at the
it.
Bottom.
I got it.
And pull some Pinot Grigio on top of it.
I was trying to see what we're lacing stuff with, is all I'm saying.
Get your mind out the gutter.
There's a little sprinkle on top?
No.
A little powdered sugar sprinkle with the Chardonnay?
You know I don't mess with that snout.
Mix some Zanny, crush his Zanny up and put it in there?
I don't mess with that snout.
There we go. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle.
We're going No Huddle.
With the Midday Show No Huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go! Zach!
We don't condone the use of any drugs on this program. Okay? Except legal ones. Doctor prescribed. Let's talk about Bijan Robinson.
They got dispensaries now, so yeah.
Yeah, legal.
Yeah.
The legal stuff.
Yeah,
okay. We're good with the legal stuff. Yeah. We're having a little fun, is all. Just having a little joke. Bijan Robinson over under stat projections, courtesy of Bet Online. Tell me what you think of these numbers.
All right.
Over under and what it means either way. Rushing yards, 1,500. So basically 1,000 yards.
Oh, okay. Over.
Okay. Yeah. And if so?
I think he'll be around 1,200. They're going to ride him. He's going to be one of the highest used players. As long as he's healthy?
Yeah. No,
one of the highest, played,
highest so
usage players in the league.
Yeah. I think that rushing yard number is low.
Yeah, I say 1,200.
I think Bijan Robinson is going to run the ball a lot this year.
He had 900 last year.
Yeah.
He almost had a G last year.
And that was with them being real careful early in the season and then him missing time.
Right.
And also them not being able to run the ball effectively because they didn't have a quarterback. Like, I think there's a lot of factors that play into him getting more effective runs and getting the ball even more this year. Yeah, that seems like an easy one. I think he's over that. If he's not over that, I think that's due to injury. Like, that's really the only thing I can come up with. If Bijan Robinson doesn't go over 1,000 yards this year, it's because he gets hurt.
Without a doubt. You know what I mean? They're not going to be careful. You know,
and why would
but
you?
The thing about it
no
is,
no offense, but why would you?
But I think, you know,
drafted him in
you drafted
the top
him
10
to give
him
the
football.
And as good as Tyler Algiers is, you got to give some of those carries, Bijan.
Yeah, I want Tyler Algiers to have a lot of carries, too. Like, I hope this run game's really good. I think it will be. I think having a real quarterback's going to help. Rushing touchdowns for Bijan Robinson, 6.5.
Yeah. I go over. I think 8.
I think it's got to be over.
Yeah, I think about 8.
If the rushing yards are over, then the touchdowns need to be over as well. And again, if it's under that, something went wrong.
Yeah.
Like something went, the game plan didn't happen. Receptions, 60.5.
Oh, man. I'm going to go right under.
Okay.
Like 55.
Okay.
55 for about 7, about 650 somewhere near.
Okay, so you like the over on receiving yards because he's got 550.
Yeah, I can see him somewhere close to 2,000 all-purpose yards.
He should be close to 2,000 all-purpose yards.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I think rushing yards is somewhere between 13 and 15, and I think receiving yards is somewhere between 4 and 6.
Yeah.
Like, and then you're right around 2,000.
Yeah.
They're going to get him the ball a lot of times. Like, he's going to have 50 receptions or so, maybe more. The over-under is 60.5. I would go under as well. I think the receiving yards is the one that's the most accurate. 550 receiving yards feels like a pretty.
Yeah.
Like, if he gets there, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I could see him somewhere 1850 total.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Receiving touchdowns, 4.
Yeah, right there.
That feels about right.
Yeah. So I can see we're 1850 all purpose.
Because he's not going to get a lot of red zone targets.
No, he's not. And so I can see him somewhere around the area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Caleb Williams has not signed yet.
Yeah.
Neither has Roma Dunze.
Yeah, there's this something, because you remember it was the same thing happened with Roquan and those dudes.
That's true.
It's about the structure that they want as I was listening to it, how they structure the signing bonus payments.
Okay.
I think that's the thing that's holding stuff up.
I remember with Roquan, wasn't it like guarantees in the fourth year
or something like that?
Yeah,
so, yeah.
The Bears are funny about it.
They're funny about it. And what the team wants to do is they want the signing bonus to stretch over those amount of years. Well, the player, I want this amount up front right now. Let me sign the check. Y'all cut the check. I don't want it spread out. And so I think that has a lot to do with it. Because as far as the years, the total amount of the contract, oh, that's already slotted. But I think it's more of the pay structure that they're going through right now.
30 of the 32 teams in the NFL are going to participate in joint practices.
Yeah, I mean,
two teams aren't, the Chiefs and the Raiders. Why would they not?
I don't. That's something I can't. You ain't got no dance partner, maybe?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the new thing because of the fact is that you get your ones a lot of live reps. And I'm not talking about tackle live reps. It's basically going against another opponent, getting another look. And also they're cutting out the preseason games, and this is why a lot of these guys don't play in preseason, because they use these inter-squad scrimmages as a real game.
Well, that's certainly what Arthur Smith and his staff did, right? Like they treated the inter-squad split squad practices as more of a, I guess, their way of evaluating than in the preseason, because they hardly played guys at all in the preseason, especially in the first year. I wonder how this group will do it.
Well,
because I feel like it'd be a good idea to get some of these offensive players on the field together.
I agree with that part, and I think that's what you're going to see a lot. Don't the Falcons have two of them, I think.
Split squad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they have two of them, and so you'll use those. It's going to be interesting to see how they use Kirk in those things, because of the simple fact is that people are on his feet and around his legs and everything. And I don't know if he's been fully cleared and everything already, Bunk, to go ahead and go through, you know, something like this or play in a game or something like that. I'm pretty sure he's close to it. If not, he has been cleared. I know that, you know, as far as the PUP list comes out next week, I don't anticipate him being on that. But when you're going against other teams, that's always the one thing when you're in those type of things is your quarterback. They're not going to tackle your quarterback. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Whatever team's in here, you have that kind of respect for each other that everybody knows quarterbacks are not live.
Yeah.
But it's all about, you know, people around his feet. People fall a lot.
Yeah, maybe that's something next week we'll be able to, or the next couple of weeks we'll be able to get a little bit more info. Because
right.
Remember we asked Terry Fontenot just about, like, what's the plan for Kirk as that ramps up? Like, once he's okay, like, is he going to play in a preseason game?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really Didn't really get an answer.
I don't know. I mean, the thing with it is that
you have to think he'd play
a
little.
You think he might want to get him out there just for a series.
Yeah, game two for a series or something like that.
Yeah, get him and get all his dudes out there. Yeah. And you maybe, and this is always one of those things whenever you're the starter and you're in preseason, it all goes according to how that first drive goes.
Yeah.
You get, okay, we're going to play a half. Well, you go down 13 plays and score, you're done.
Look great. You know, you guys are good. Yeah. See you week one.
And that's usually what it is.
You know what that means is a lot of Michael Penix.
Yes.
Which is going to be awesome.
Yes. You're going to get to see a lot of
him. He's going to play so much in the preseason. Yes. It's going to be fun to watch.
But I'm curious. No, not that. They won't do that. If they leave the first team off the line in with him. But I doubt it.
I hope a little. Like, at least, like,
I doubt
some.
It.
Those guys need to work together, too.
Yeah, I doubt. But I doubt they put him.
I'm so tired of being 3 weeks into the NFL season and being like, yeah, the offensive line still doesn't look like they played very many snaps together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
September basically being the preseason, all the false starts and holds and just crap from the offensive line. I don't know. I'm a proponent of those guys working together in preseason. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into some SEC media days. Some audio from yesterday. I didn't let you hear from Greg Sankey yet. Brian Kelly, Shane Beamer. We got more from Kirby as well, as he spoke earlier this morning. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get back into some SEC Media Days audio. The Commissioner Greg Sankey had his State of the Conference address, as he always does, yesterday to begin the whole thing. And then he does a thing that I don't know, maybe he likes it, maybe he doesn't, but I respect. He literally goes station by station and talks to every single outlet that's at SEC Media Days. Whether you're 92.9 The Game in Atlanta and you're a big radio station in a big city, or you're the, you know, the mom's basement podcast who somehow got a credential, Greg Sankey's going to give you 15 minutes.
Yes, he will.
I got a lot of respect for that.
Yes, he will.
Got a lot of respect for that.
Yes, he will. He really will.
If you come to SEC Media Days,
you're going to get a chance.
You will talk to the commissioner.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. And we were sitting there talking because I got that quarterback rankings is up, and I was counting. They got them all up. And Kirk is at 15. as far as according to some scouts and executive scouts and coaches for the rankings. So he's at 15. So about right.
Oh, okay.
Some area.
I thought that was he was just kind of on there of like the next group.
Oh, it says honorable mention. I'm sorry.
They have 1 through 10, okay. And then he's among it the says honorable mention.
So that's still somewhere in 15.
Yeah, so he's in there.
Yeah, somewhere in the
so just in outside the top 10.
Yeah.
Top half of the NFL, but not top 10.
Which is always, okay.
Which is probably true, but that also means capable of having a great season and being one of the five best performing quarterbacks of the year. Doesn't necessarily mean you're one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL, but you can have a top five season.
Exactly, and that's the thing about it, exactly. You don't got to be top five as far as what you think of it, but how does my performance impact the team?
Yeah, because they got Jared Goff at 9 right there, but over the last 2 years, his numbers have been top five in the NFL.
Exactly. So
that, I mean, and he wasn't even thought at all to be a top 10 quarterback in the NFL 2 years ago when they traded for him. Ooh, he was a throw-in.
He's a throw-in, dog. He's a throw-in. And
a lot can change.
A lot. I mean, and that's the thing about it. We mentioned it yesterday is like with the whole Kirk Cousins thing. If he plays like Kirk Cousins, they're going to be fine. They'll be fine. The biggest thing with them is that health is going to be in peril. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, the way they get after it on defense, you know, and I'm not saying nothing nobody knows, but I mean that's going to be the key to where they are because Kurt's going to do what Kurt does.
Yeah, I don't have concerns really about. I'm more excited about the offense.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I'm excited to see what they can do. Of course, like you said, there's always the possibility of an injury derailing things, but that's true of every team in every city. So, assuming that you get some pretty decent health. I'm excited to see what the offense can do. What's the word for the defense?
Curious?
Interested, yeah. Okay. Oh, we'll see.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they haven't really done much.
They probably don't know.
No.
Yeah,
haven't done much.
Probably wait and see type thing.
It's what it
is. But it's a process of you got to count on guys that are here. You know, guys that, I mean, you automatically assume, okay, they draft, say, go back to Dallas Turner, or he's going to come in and make any immediate impact. What about the dude that's been here?
Yeah,
that's what they're banking on. They're banking on the dudes that are here and scheme. That's exactly what they're banking on.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
that the offense is really good, and that the defense doesn't have to be that good.
And they can play from behind.
Yeah, right.
They can play with the lead.
And if you're good, like last year, hopefully they can be as good as the defense was last year. Last year the defense was what, like middle tier, but like top end middle tier, like 13th or something in the NFL. If you can get 13th rated defense with what this offense can be, that's a playoff team.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, easily. It's easily a playoff
team. It's also reasonable to think that this defense might not be as good as last year's defense because you lost some guys.
Yeah, and that's going to be the thing we always talk about when you come in with a your scheme. You say that my scheme with these players can be successful, and that's what Raw and Jimmy, that's what they're banking on.
But the offense should be way better. Yes. So hopefully that helps the defense.
Yes, no doubt about it.
Like we've said many times, we'll tell you again, a week and a day away from being live at training camp next Wednesday, Ticketmaster Studios up there at Flowery Branch. We'll be up there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week, and then a bunch of days the week after that,
If you ever want to stay tonight.
Your house?
Yeah, we can put you up, in, you know, just in case all the driving and everything. Yeah, you can always stay at the house.
All right, I'll... What are my duties, dog duties in the middle of the night?
Oh.
He's trying to get me to come over and take care of your dog in the middle of the night?
No, it ain't that, man. It just,
it's a trick?
No, because, I mean, he's still a puppy. You know,
I'm good with puppies.
I know. Nico's cool. I'm very, very fond of Nico. I am, until this morning, because this is the first time he's done this.
Yeah, this is also the first time you've invited me to spend the night.
Yeah, that is true.
Wonder if those things are coincidental.
That is true. But it's just one of the things where he's like, but, you know, the worst thing is that when... And I probably was like this when the baby was born, but I wasn't like this because the baby was sitting next to us, right? So he cries in the middle of the night. She gets up and feeds him. I'll go get him and everything like that. So I did this. Last night, Nico is crying and everything at 3:30 in the morning. It's exactly 3:30.
And for people that don't, Nico's a dog, puppy dog.
Yes, yes.
A 9-week-old puppy dog.
He's crying. Okay. So I'm like, damn. Let me go down there and get him. Go down there. He's all happy to see me. Turn on the light. Think he's scared of the dark. All right. So we go outside. Let's go to the bathroom. Let's go back in. Nico wants to run around, roll around the grass, everything. So finally get him to pee, bring him back in the house, put him back in the crate, and I'm going back upstairs to get back into bed. He starts crying again. So I come back, lay on the couch. He don't say nothing. So I'm like, am I supposed to sleep with you? No. Am I supposed to sleep with you on this couch so you can be quiet and everything? But the worst part, she comes downstairs. Yeah, I heard him crying in the middle of the night.
Oh, did you?
Oh, did you? Oh, did you?
Guess what?
You was gonna let him
just assume that was on me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. She said. That's what she said. Oh yeah, I heard him barking this morning. You need to come down there, like,
So did I, and you know what I did?
I got up and got him.
Got him and helped him out.
Yeah,
but that's what he needed.
Yeah, I'm real cool with Nico. Nico's cool. He's a cool dude.
Good.
He's a cool little dude. But yeah, I was really thinking about you because you're going to be up there a lot. I know where you stay at all the way over there.
That's where I got the Prius, though.
And I know you got the Prius and everything, but just in case you want to drive back,
I appreciate
one day,
that.
You can spend the night at the house.
Okay,
all
right. That'd be fun. Maybe we can find a day to work that out.
Okay, I thought you was about to say we can have a sleepover. Dude, I was going to say that by.
Well, I mean,
I was going to say,
what it would be.
Invitation canceled.
That's what it would be. We wouldn't call it that.
We are grown ass men.
Yeah.
Ain't no grown ass men do not, after you become a teenager, you don't have sleepovers.
What do you have?
I don't know.
You still have slumber parties?
Yeah,
cause,
no.
Because I want, okay,
no.
Dang,
cause that's you're fun. A guest in his house,
you're a
is
guest.
What that becomes.
Yeah. You know, damn,
I'm not a house guest. I live in the city. Like, he's just having me over for fun.
See, you ruined the whole damn thing. He's just having me over for fun.
Yeah, it's going to be like a good
you
time.
Chuck some Mountain Dew, pull an all-nighter?
Maybe. You never know what we might
just ruin every damn thing. Sleepover.
Like, would he be spending the night?
Spending the night is like little kids and your cousin.
Right.
You and you would always pack a sleeping
that's
bag?
That's spending the night.
You would always bring him over with you because you felt like if he was with you, your mom was more likely to say yes.
Yeah.
Here, come with me. Or you go ask.
But that's the thing.
You go ask my mom because she'll say yes if you ask.
Yes, exactly. So,
hey, can I spend the
night? That's different. That's different. Can I spend the night?
Yeah, because we're not asking your mom.
No.
Like, you're inviting me.
Yeah, exactly. But can you spend the night? No, I don't. I mean, that's fine if you're a guest. Like,
you said stay the night.
When my sister-in-law was dating her dude, right, and she would be in California, she come here, and he'd say, Randy, is it okay? No, she would come to Randy, is it okay if he spends the night?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can sleep in another room, whatever. You know, I don't believe in having that fornication in my house. If you ain't married, y'all ain't sleeping in the same bed. But
good for you.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, if I ain't married, y'all sleeping in the same bed.
Look at that. My in-laws were the same way.
I didn't sleep with my wife when we went to my house.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
We didn't sleep in the same bed until we got married.
Yeah. So no, I don't. Yeah. No, none of that.
Meanwhile, at my mom's house, all bets are off.
What?
She let girls stay over at my house.
Really?
When I was in high school.
Oh, dude. I learned that a long time ago. And I'll tell you when it happened. I was sophomore year.
Yes, she just trusted me.
Sophomore year, Georgia, and we had the big dorm room, right? That's where your sophomore year, you get to stay in the big dorm room. And it was about as big as a studio, had two beds and everything. My roommate was gone. And so mama stayed in my room, and my girlfriend came over. And like I didn't think. Now we weren't doing that. She was. Oh boy, Angel had a real problem with that.
Really?
Yeah, man. Angel had a real problem with that.
Even outside doing your own thing.
Yeah, man. Angel had a problem.
Yeah. No.
It was crazy because she woke up and you can see somebody staring at you. I guess mama was asleep when we came back. And so mama was asleep and I just felt the mama eyes on me.
Oh, yeah. You can feel that.
And I looked over and she said, can I see you outside for a second? And I was like,
that's
oh,
never good.
Hell,
never
what
good.
Did I do? And she was like, don't you ever have. And I was like, after a while, I got the whole gist of it all.
Sure.
But at the beginning, I was like, damn, I'm grown.
Right.
But
at the time, you thought, right.
I'm grown.
But as she was making her point.
Yes.
And then now, again, like, I would have never in a million. There's so many things about my life as a married person, a dad, an adult, whatever, that I never in a million years would have thought would have been true. Partially because I grew up where I grew up, but now I live where I live, and I married who I married and all that kind of stuff. I'm 100% on board with my in-laws and their rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Lily and Jack grow up and have people at the house all years from now,
mm-hmm.
they can sleep on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Lily's boyfriend.
Yeah. But, no, yeah
he can sleep in Boone's crate for all I care.
Yeah.
But they're not sleeping in the same room. That's for damn sure.
No, they don't sleep in the same room. And that's just me.
Yeah.
Now,
no, it's not you.
Again.
It's a good rule.
I like the rule. I like the rule, actually, because I got to run that. Yeah. Like I'm always like that. My son had a little girl at the house. A little girl came over to the house. We were swimming. She's a nice little young lady. And so they were like, Dad, can we go down in the basement? Now, no, he's almost 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's damn near grown up. But first thing I said, and I'll say this in front of that little girl, too. Hey, respect my house. See, just like that. And she was like, oh, no, don't worry about that. And I know he's like, damn, Dad.
I know what that means.
You know what that means. Yeah. And leave the door open.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the door's open, you know, you can't do much. All right. Let's hear from Greg Sankey. Greg Sankey, SEC commissioner, yesterday addressing the assembled media and the coaches in the SEC world, talking about where the conference is at right now.
We're focused on our 16, period. You've seen how we've made decisions over the last decade plus.
Contiguous.
For contiguous states to join.
Got it.
I think that's incredibly wise. and provides remarkable strength.
Well, I think the big, he's throwing it out there. Basically, we're good. We don't have to go get Stanford and Cal.
Right.
Or we don't have to go get USC, Washington.
We're
going to keep it right here in the South. And the biggest thing they're waiting on, I think, a lot of people is what happened with Florida State, Clemson. That can be one of those things where
which would keep it contiguous.
Which would keep it, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so does he view it that from that standpoint or something like that? I guess.
Yeah, I mean, look, he can say all the stuff, all the posturing stuff that he says because he can.
Right.
He's in the position to say that. It also benefits him for people to think that that's true, even if they would be more than happy, like if Notre Dame or something was willing to join the conference, was willing to join the SEC, he'd be more than happy to allow Notre Dame to join the SEC.
Heather, contiguous
would go out the window real quick.
Heather
Dinich?
Yeah, she was like, Notre Dame with the new TV money is going to be pulling like $18 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think somebody wants some of that money?
Oh, of course they do.
Yeah.
No, any conference would love to have that football program in their conference because they want to split the money and they want to have the revenue of going to the games and all that stuff. You know what it means.
Yeah.
I mean, Georgia had the home and home with Notre Dame a couple of years ago. It was one of the biggest things we talked about.
Banked.
I mean, people went up there. They came back. I mean, it was great. But it also benefits you from a negotiating standpoint if everyone else thinks you care about that.
Yeah.
Because then if there's someone who isn't a contiguous school in a state that isn't contiguous with your conference, then, I don't know, maybe they feel like they have to give you more to get in.
Tell me this. Why? Because other things she was talking about. She was saying, and they said Clemson in Florida State, but she said keep your eye on North Carolina and Virginia.
Yeah.
Why?
For whatever reason, and there's people that are definitely more well-versed in this than me. They're the ones that have been like the pillars of the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
Like every decision historically in the conference's history has gone through Chapel Hill.
Okay.
They're just the power, like we talk about with Texas in the Big 12. They might not be the best team every single year, but they have the most influence.
Right.
Chapel Hill just has all that kind of influence because, I don't know, been around for a long time, and you know, basketball.
I'm alumni base.
I don't know.
No, that was like because they said but then they said keep your eye on North Carolina and Virginia.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay.
Yeah. Anytime the guy that I always really like to listen to talking about the ACC is Ryan McGee from Marty and McGee.
Love Ryan McGee.
He's been around it forever. His dad was an ACC ref when he was growing up, so he's just been, and now he's covered it forever and ever. He always brings those two schools up. He's like, they're obviously not the powerhouses in terms of the programs, but in terms of decisions and who has final say and all that kind of stuff, they still have a big vote when it comes to the ACC. I don't know why. If I would have guessed that from as an outsider perspective, I would have been like,
because
Florida State and Clemson don't care what anybody else thinks. They have the best football programs.
Exactly,
they're going to do what they
want. Exactly. And that's how I viewed it when we were talking about Craig Sankey. But we look at Craig Sankey. He's at SEC Media. Craig Sankey is the SEC commissioner, all sports. But we think of him as just football. You know what I mean? And so that's why when he said North Carolina, Virginia, that's how my thought process was. Not thinking of maybe the whole big picture.
Yeah. Again, it surprises me that they still wield that much power, but they do. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three. Here we go.
It's Andy and Randy.
That's really fresh, isn't it?
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Hey, Benjamin Watson's going to join us at 1:20 as well. SEC Network. He's at SEC Media Days.
Yes,
he's on TV right now with Nick Saban.
Hopefully he's off camera by then to give us a few minutes.
It'd be kind of funny if he wasn't.
Yeah.
He's just on TV talking to us. Hang on, guys. Don't come to me. I'm talking to Randy.
Hold on. Give me a second and everything like that. Hold on. But, yeah, my man is doing really, really well. I'm so proud of him and everything. And it's going to – I mean, is this going to be Nick's – I know he's going to be on game day.
Mm-hmm.
But is he going to be doing more of this like during the week? I doubt it.
I bet he'll do his McAfee hit.
Okay.
I bet he'll probably go on another show or something like that here and there. But I don't think he'll do like, because they do like a college football. I mean, SEC Network does a daily show.
Right.
He's not going to be doing that.
He's
not going to be doing fun. Maybe he'll do Feinbaum once a week or something like that.
So,
but yeah, I think it'll mostly be the Saturday thing.
Okay.
But not surprisingly, but like,
he's outstanding.
He's so good. And he adds such a cool layer.
Yes.
And like when he says that thing that he said about Texas yesterday, like, I don't know, anybody else says that, they kind of, people are like, ah, hater. He's like, no, he's just being honest about what the conference is. Like,
that's it.
He's just, you know, I don't know, he can really say whatever he wants, which is great. Like, he probably has the the freedom to say whatever he wants as far as analysis, criticism, whatever, about the football that he's analyzing than anyone else does
on
TV.
Yeah, but the funny thing is,
now,
like,
Brady, when he's doing those games on Sunday,
listening
will too.
To like Kirby talk about him now and everything, as far because we know how much he loves Nick, but he's always talking about, because Nick, you know, he's working for the network, but yet he still has a lot of ties in helping out Alabama. So Kirby's like, well, we have a conversation, but I don't want to tell him too much, because you still feel like
right.
he's you know, even though he's not coaching against you. You know what I mean? You still don't want to give him too much. And I'm not saying Nick was like, hey, Caleb, Kirby told me. Yeah, I'm not saying he was.
Kirby told me it's what they're running on third down.
Yeah, I don't think he would do that or anything like that. But it's funny that, you know, he is still working with the Alabama football team. But yet you have sit down with them and all those other things.
Yeah, those old, what do they call it when you're just not used to trusting someone fully? Paranoias. Those old paranoias just die hard.
They don't go away, man.
Never fully confess.
They don't go away, man.
Because who knows? He might get the itch, you know?
Yeah, he might.
He might get the itch and take that job somewhere else.
Yeah, let Lane mess up in Ole Miss. And then he might go Nick Saban in Ole Miss. Oh, God.
That would be unusual.
That would be very unusual.
But you know what? He'd probably work.
Yeah, man. Nick got that $18 million house down on the beach. Him and Miss Terry riding around on a boat. He's cool.
He's good.
He's cool. He had the beard last week.
Saban did?
Yeah, man. Nick had the beard.
What's with the non-beard people entering the beard game? Like Trey Young, Mike Bell, Nick Saban. What are we doing here, guys?
I don't know, man. We got to ask.
As a member of the beard gang, like, all right, welcome. I'm happy to have you, but like,
I don't know, man.
Where'd you come from?
Did we ask Mike why he got the beard?
No.
Oh, we haven't asked him? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he just was going with the – because he's still kind of in the stubble phase.
Yes.
But Mike is always clean shaven.
Yes.
Like, as long as I've known Mike.
So you can notice it more.
He's a daily shaver.
Yeah.
He's kind of letting it go. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you can notice it more.
Look
maybe
good.
Summertime.
But that's the wrong time to grow a beard.
I know, I was going
to
say that. Isn't that the wrong time?
I was just looking at myself this morning like, damn, it's real hot out to have this thing. Might have to cut it, but we didn't.
No, your wife likes
it. We stuck with it. Yeah, she likes it.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
It is, but yeah, it is.
No,
she's not going to divorce me if I cut it off.
No, I didn't say that.
But yeah, no, she likes it, and that is the most important
thing. Yeah, exactly.
My comfort is important, but it's not as important as her happiness.
Exactly. You better learn that, man.
Hold on.
You better learn. That's why we always have the dead arm in the morning.
We got there. We'll just exactly.
Yeah, because that's why we have the dead arm, because they comfortable on our arm. It might be dead as hell, but she's comfortable on our arm.
Yeah.
Period.
So I just gave myself a long, hard look in the mirror, and I was like, suck it up.
Yeah, no,
suck it up, tough guy.
Yeah, man.
I mean, good with a beard anyway, so we're good.
There you go.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelers, who is celebrating Christmas in July. You know who else is celebrating Christmas in July?
Kirby,
yeah. And my daughter, she wanted to wear her Christmas dress to school today.
Better wear a Christmas
I'll show you a picture. I was like, all right, fine, whatever.
You
know, it's
going
to be 96. She's like, where's my gloves and hat? I was like, I don't know. If I find them, I'll bring them by. But sure, you can wear your Christmas dress. 12 Days of Christmas, deals on all kinds of cool stuff at Solomon Brothers. Head over to SolomonBrothers.com.
So NCAA football 25 is officially out. And I didn't want to jump right in and take the easy route, so I jumped right into the superstar mode yesterday, to where this is the mode where you're a player and you're trying to make it to the national championship, I guess, is the end game. So I made myself an underdog, which is the lowest weight rating. You can make yourself an elite player where you'll start at 78.
Mm-hmm.
You can make yourself an underdog where your rating will be 60. So I made myself an underdog quarterback, and I played for Georgia State. I went through an entire season yesterday, did not play a snap.
How long did you play to play a whole damn season yesterday?
Well, since I'm not even in the game, I'm the third string quarterback at this point.
Uh-huh.
All you get, you send the games, and it just goes real fast.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Can you just, like, if you just want to play a game against a friend, can you just?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's several different modes for the game, and I assume they're all
for the most part, you couldn't yesterday because they had all sorts of internet issues.
I saw the servers and everything because everybody in the world was playing this game yesterday. And have at it, man. I mean, I can't go back to them days. Like I've been at the video game eight for so damn long. I would have wasted my money if I would have bought that game yesterday. And try to sit there just because the game back out to go buy a new system and go play it.
Right. I mean, that's the thing is I would have to do all of
it. I'd have to go do all that.
I don't even have the system to
you
put
could
it
find
on.
One on like Amazon or eBay or something.
I'm sure
like
I
that.
Could, but it's
Prime Days today.
I'm happy.
Oh, is it Prime Day today?
Everybody's doing it and everyone should do it and I'm excited for them. We had a friend who played the game for 6.5 hours yesterday.
Yeah, man. I'm just like, damn, you played 6.5 hours of straight game.
That's a quarter of the day.
Because I would think
that's about how long I was.
That's
on
a quarter of the whole day.
You won a game 6 hours?
From when I got home to when the Home Run Derby started.
And you're just sitting there.
But I have TV number 2 on something.
But no, I'm not worried about the TVs. You're just sitting there playing a game.
And watching something.
Sounds awesome.
No, it does.
It's great.
It sounds awesome.
It does. And you created a player, so you got long hair and a bandana and all that stuff?
They don't have headbands.
Really?
Yeah.
On this game?
They'll have them on. You can't just put it on somebody. They'll have a hairstyle with the headband, but you have to go with that hairstyle.
Okay,
but it's usually like braids or something.
Oh, I was about to say, but they had
I'm surprised you can't just upload a picture of yourself and have them put
they
that
did
on
the that
player.
Once, and I think it takes up too much space.
Oh, okay.
So they just make you pick. You can adjust features like the size of your nose, the size of your ears, all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but you've been able to do that forever.
Like, yeah, and so when they hike the ball, like are the players' names underneath the characters?
Yeah, if you're selected to that character. Not everybody.
Oh, no.
Just the guy that you're on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the names are on the back of the jerseys.
Oh, okay.
But if you're on defense, you can switch to any guy, right?
Yep.
And then his name will pop up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. All right. But you just first blush. I guess not first blush. You played for 6 hours. First reaction, pretty
good? It's good. Yeah. I'm just hoping that, you know, they integrate it with Madden to where you can play a season on NCAA and then import that draft class.
Right.
Oh, that's a cool
Madden.
Idea.
Right.
If they have not done that, then it's a complete failure.
So,
fun stuff from the All-Star game. So, our local hero, although he did beat the guy from the Mets, who only got 6 home runs, just a moment to laugh at him. Maria Martin from 11 Alive sat down with Marcell Ozuna. After the fact, she figured out what went wrong.
You know what was missing?
What?
The sneaker. So, now I forget.
Where did it go?
I left in the locker room.
Okay.
So, Juby has someone that had it.
You should have
left Snit Bear back in Atlanta, and Marcell only gets like 16 home runs.
Can they like express mail that thing out there for tonight?
Yeah. Hopefully so.
I would think so. I mean, he got.
I mean, Jock Peterson had somebody bring him some pearls on an airplane. We can have Snit Bear delivered to Texas.
I think that we need to find a way to get Snit Bear to Texas tonight.
I think so
because,
too.
I mean, Marcell and he didn't embarrass himself yesterday, which is fine.
No, he's fine.
Because at the beginning, I was like, "Damn, Marcell, let's get it going now." We don't want to be a livestock. And it's like beat the guy from New York, which he did. But, Big Bear's round of gas.
I remember
that big old swing, man. Way too much energy.
The All-Star game in 2001 was in Seattle, and Brett Boone was in the home run derby. He hit one home run.
Ooh.
One.
We've seen monumental
classes like the saddest performance I've ever seen. Sucks.
I think the entire world picking the guy from the Mets because he was a two-time winner already was the biggest fail. Of the evening. So.
And anytime you can make fun of Pete Alonso, you're happy about it, which I am too.
So WSB's Zach Klein sat down with the Midday Show's favorite Philly, talking about our guy Ronnie.
I don't care who you play for, who you are, what you do. I want you to have success. I want you to be the greatest player in the world. And he can be that guy. And, you know, I know Atlanta knows that. I know that team knows that. I hope him all the best. And I want him back in this game because the game's a better place when he's leading off for the Atlanta Braves.
That was, of course, Bryce Harper.
Oh, talking about Ronnie? Okay, well, yeah. I mean, he's right. I mean, when you lose the best, well, who's voted best player in baseball last year, and he's not in the game. Yeah, it's always like that, man. Ronnie's a superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it sucks when they're not there.
Yeah, I hope he's doing all right. I bet he's not. I mean, you know how hard it was for him the first time.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's in the best spirits that he can be.
Sure, sure. But still, you know where that is. Like that, I don't know. I hope it's quick and speedy and he can get back to normal as quick as possible because that was the whole thing coming into this. I mean, he wrote all that long article coming into this year about detailing all of that stuff. Now that he was past it, sucks.
The Open Championship starts this week, but you can't call it the British. So did you see how Colin Montgomery was...
You can if you want.
You see how Colin Montgomery was suggesting to Tiger Woods that he should maybe hang him up and not even play?
Yeah.
Tiger had some clapback, and I just love this pettiness.
Well, as a past champion, I'm exempt until I'm 60. Colin's not. He's not a past champion, so he's not exempt. So he doesn't get the opportunity to make that decision. I do.
That's, I mean, you've earned that. You've deserved that.
So when I get to be at his age, I should still make that decision. Well, he doesn't.
Yeah, I think you have deserved it. Yeah, he deserved it. He won the tournament. You win the tournament.
Who is he talking about?
He's talking about himself.
No, no, no. Who's the guy?
Oh, Colin Montgomery suggested that Tiger should hang it up.
Oh, okay.
That he's kind of like.
Who was he?
Colin Montgomery. Yeah. Scottish golfer. Successful, but not great. He was a really good golfer in his heyday, but no one cares what he thinks.
Right.
Certainly not Tiger. Again, like Tiger won the thing, so he's allowed to play.
Maybe he's just a little bit jealous that Tiger gets these exemptions now.
He won the Masters. He's allowed to play forever. That's how that works. Every tournament has different rules for it. But also, Tom Watson almost won the Open Championship when he was 59.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's golf. Old guys can still compete.
Yeah, man.
Now, will Tiger compete this week? Probably not. Where's I hope he does. Probably not. Troon.
Okay. Is that how you say it?
Troon.
Troon.
Royal Troon.
Is that where Rory's from?
No, he's from Northern Ireland. This is in Scotland.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that should be good. Because it just had the Scotland Open last week, right?
Yep.
Okay. And the other Scottish guy won.
Scottish guy Bob McIntyre won it.
Yeah, he won it and everything. I like Tiger this week.
Do you?
I like him. The weather's not going to be bad as far as the hot, the heat.
It's not going to be hot. That's true.
Yeah, it's not going to be hot and everything. I like Tiger. I like Tiger to make the cut.
Yeah, I could see that.
I like Tiger to make
the cut. I could see that for sure. I hope you're right. Colin Montgomery can go kick rocks.
Kick him.
Okay? Tiger can do whatever he wants. The whole PGA Tour said, play whatever tournament you want. You're exempt forever. Okay? Sorry, Colin. Also, how can you be British and never win the British Open and be a good golfer? Also, Colin Montgomery's kind of fat.
Look at you.
These are all things.
Andy will not take any Tiger slander.
Also, there's, I don't know, Colin Montgomery sucks. I've never liked him.
He was a good golfer.
Yeah, but as a guy, though. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah, he was a good golfer, just a dude. Like, he sucks. Shut up. Tiger can do whatever he wants. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That's really fresh, isn't it?
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Hey, Benjamin Watson's going to join us at 1:20 as well. SEC Network. He's at SEC Media Days. Yes, he's on TV right now. Yes, with
hopefully,
Nick Saban.
Hopefully he's off camera by then to give us a few minutes.
It'd be kind of funny if he wasn't. Yeah. He's just on TV, talking to us. Hang on, guys. Don't come to me. I'm talking to Randy.
Hold on. Give me a second and everything like that. Hold on. But, yeah, my man is doing really, really well. I'm so proud of him and everything. And it's going to – I mean, is this going to be Nick's – I know he's going to be on game day. Mm-hmm. But is he going to be doing more of this, like, during the week? I doubt it.
I bet he'll do his McAfee hit.
Okay.
I bet he'll probably go on another show or something like that here and there. But I don't think he'll do, like, because they do, like, a college football. I mean, SEC Network does a daily show.
Right.
He's not going to be doing that. He's not going to be doing fine. Maybe he'll do Feinbaum once a week or something like that.
So,
but, yeah, I think it'll mostly be the Saturday thing.
Okay.
But he's, I mean, not surprisingly, but, like,
he's outstanding.
He's so good. And he adds such a cool layer. Yes. And like when he says that thing that he said about Texas yesterday, like, I don't know, anybody else says that, people are like, hater. He's like, no, he's just being honest about what the conference is. Like,
that's it.
He's just, you know, I don't know. He can really say whatever he wants, which is great. Like, he probably has the freedom to say whatever he wants as far as analysis, criticism, whatever, about the football that he's analyzing than anyone else does on TV.
Yeah, but the funny thing is,
now,
like,
Brady, when he's doing those games on Sunday,
listening
will too.
To like Kirby talk about him now and everything, as far because we know how much he loves Nick, but he's always talking about because Nick, he's working for the network, but yeah, he still has a lot of ties in helping out Alabama. So Kirby's like, we have a conversation, but I don't want to tell him too much because you still feel like he's not coaching against you. You know what I mean? You still don't want to give him too much. And I'm not saying Nick was like, hey, Caleb, Kirby told me. Yeah, I'm not saying he was.
Kirby told me what they're running on third down.
Yeah, I don't think he would do that or anything like that. But it's funny that, you know, he is still working with the Alabama football team. But yet you have sit down with them and all those other things.
Yeah, those old, what do they call it when you're just not used to trusting someone fully? Paranoias. Those old paranoias just die hard.
They don't go away, man.
Never fully can trust
them. They don't go away, man. They don't.
Because who knows? He might get the itch, you know?
Yeah, he might.
He might get the itch and take that job somewhere else.
Yeah, let Lane mess up in Ole Miss. And then he might go, Nick Saban at Ole Miss. Oh, God.
That would be unusual.
That would be very unusual.
But you know what? He'd probably work.
Yeah, man. Nick got that $18 million house down there on the beach. Him and Miss Terry riding around on a boat. He's cool.
He's good.
He's cool. He had the beard last week.
Saban did?
Yeah, man. Nick had the beard.
What's with the non-beard people entering the beard game? Like Trey Young, Mike Bell, Nick Saban. What are we doing here, guys?
I don't know, man. We got to ask.
As a member of the beard gang, like, all right, welcome. I'm happy to have you, but like,
I don't know.
Where'd
man.
You come from?
Did we ask Mike why he got the beard?
No.
Oh, we haven't asked him. Okay.
Well, no, he just was going with the. Because he's still kind of in the stubble phase.
Yes.
But Mike is always clean shaven.
Yes.
Like, as long as I've known Mike.
So you can notice it more.
He's a daily shaver.
Yeah.
But he's kind of letting it go. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you can notice it more.
Look
Maybe
good.
Summertime.
But that's the wrong time to grow
a
beard.
I was going to say that. Isn't it the wrong time?
I was just looking at myself this morning, like, damn, it's real hot out to have this thing. Might have to cut it, but we didn't.
No, your wife likes it.
Stuck with it. Yeah, she likes it.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
It is, but yeah, it is.
She's
not going to divorce me if I cut it off.
No, I didn't say that.
But yeah, no, she likes it, and that is the most important thing.
Yeah, exactly.
My comfort is important, but it's not as important as her happiness.
Exactly. You better learn that, man.
Hold on.
You better learn that. That's why we always have the dead arm in the morning.
We got there. We'll just exactly.
Yeah, because that's why we have the dead arm, because they're comfortable on our arm. It might be dead as hell, but she's comfortable on our arm.
Yeah.
Period.
So I just gave myself a long, hard look in the mirror, and I was like, suck it up.
Yeah, no.
Suck it up, tough guy.
Yeah, man.
I mean, good with a beard anyway, so we're good.
There you go.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers, who is celebrating Christmas in July. You know who else is celebrating Christmas in July?
Kirby,
yeah. And my daughter, she wanted to wear her Christmas dress to school today.
Better wear a Christmas
I'll show you a picture. I was like, all right, fine, whatever.
Let's
go. It's going to be 96. She's like, where's my gloves and hat? I was like, I don't know. If I find them, I'll bring them by. But sure, you can wear your Christmas dress. 12 Days of Christmas, deals on all kinds of cool stuff at Salomon Brothers. Head over to SalomonBrothers.com.
So NCAA football 25 is officially out. And I didn't want to jump right in and take the easy route, so I jumped right into the superstar mode yesterday. To where this is the mode where it just you're a player and you're trying to make it to the national championship, I guess, is the end game. So I made myself an underdog, which is the lowest weight rating you can. You can make yourself an elite player where you'll start at 78.
Mm-hmm.
You can make yourself an underdog where your rating will be 60. So I made myself an underdog quarterback, and I played for Georgia State. I went through an entire season yesterday, did not play a snap.
How long did you play to play a whole damn season yesterday?
Well, since I'm not even in the game, I'm the third string quarterback at this point.
Uh-huh.
All you get, you send the games, and it just goes real fast.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Can you just, like, if you just want to play a game against a friend, can you just?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's several different modes for the game, and I assume they're all
for the
online,
most part, so. You couldn't yesterday because they had all sorts of internet issues.
I saw the servers and everything because everybody in the world was playing this game yesterday. And have at it, man. I mean, I can't go back to them days. Like I've been at the video game age for so damn long. I'd have wasted my money if I would have bought that game yesterday. And try to sit just because the game back out to go buy a new system and go play it.
Right. I mean, that's the thing is I would have to do all of it.
I would have to go do all that.
I don't even have the system to
you
put
can
it
find
on.
One on like Amazon or eBay.
I'm
something
sure
like
I could,
that.
But it's
Prime Days today.
I'm happy.
Oh, is it Prime Day today?
Everybody's doing it, and everyone should do it, and I'm excited for him. We had a friend who played the game for 6.5 hours yesterday.
Yeah, man. I'm just like, damn, you played 6.5 hours of straight game.
That's a quarter of the day.
Because I would think
about how long I was.
That's
on
a quarter
it.
Of the whole day.
You want a game 6 hours?
From when I got home to when the Home Run Derby started.
And you're just sitting there.
But I have TV number 2 on something.
But no, I'm not worried about the TVs. You're just sitting there playing a game.
And watching something.
Sounds awesome.
It does.
It's great.
It sounds awesome.
It does. And you created a player, so you got long hair and a bandana and all that stuff?
They don't have headbands.
Really?
Yeah.
On this game?
They'll have them on. You can't just put it on somebody. Like, they'll have a hairstyle with the headband, but you have to go with that hairstyle.
Okay,
but it's usually like braids or something.
Oh, I'm about to say, but yeah,
I'm surprised you can't just upload a picture of yourself and have them put that on.
They did that
player.
Once, and I think it takes up too much space.
Oh, okay.
So they just make you pick. You can adjust features like the size of your nose, the size of your ears, all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, but you've been able to do that forever.
Like, yeah, and so when they hike the ball, like are the players' names underneath the characters?
Yeah, if you're selected to that character. Not everybody. Oh, now, just the guy that you're on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the names are on the back of the jerseys.
Oh, okay.
But if you're on defense, you can switch to any guy, right?
Yep.
And then his name will pop up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. All right. But you just first blush, I guess not first blush, you played for 6 hours. First reaction, pretty
it's
good?
It's good, yeah. I'm just hoping that, you know, they integrate it with Madden to where you can play a season on NCAA and then import that draft class.
Right.
Oh, that's
onto
a cool
Madden.
Idea.
Right. If they have not done that, then it's a complete failure.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Okay.
So, fun stuff from the All-Star game. So, our local hero, although he did beat the guy from the Mets who only got 6 home runs, just a moment to laugh at him. Maria Martin from 11 Alive sat down with Marcell Ozuna after the fact. She figured out what went wrong.
You know what was missing?
What?
This knee burn. So now I forget.
Where did it go?
I left in the locker room.
Okay.
Juby has someone that had it.
You should have.
Left Snit Bear back in Atlanta, and Marcell only gets like 16 home runs.
Can they like express mail that thing out there for tonight?
Yeah. Hopefully so.
I would think so. I mean, he got.
I mean, Jock Peterson had somebody bring him some pearls on an airplane. We can have Snit Bear delivered to Texas.
I think that we need to find a way to get Snit Bear to Texas tonight.
I think so too.
Because, I mean, Marcell, and he didn't embarrass himself yesterday, which is fine.
No, he's fine.
Because at the beginning, I was like, damn, Marcell, let's get it going now. We don't want to be a livestock. And it's like beat the guy from New York, which he did. But, yeah, Big Bear's around the gas.
I remember
that big old swing, man. Way too much energy.
The All-Star game in 2001 was in Seattle, and Brett Boone was in the home run derby. He hit one home run.
Ooh.
One.
We've seen monumental collapses
like the saddest performance I've ever seen. Sucks.
I think the entire world picking the guy for the Mets because he was a 2-time winner already was the biggest fail of the evening. So.
And anytime you can make fun of Pete Alonso, you're happy about it, which I am too.
So WSB's Zach Klein sat down with the Midday Show's favorite Philly, talking about our guy Ronnie.
I don't care who you play for, who you are, what you do. I want you to have success. I want you to be the greatest player in the world, and he can be that guy. And you know, I know Atlanta knows that. I know that team knows that. I hope him all the best, and I want him back in this game because the game's a better place when he's leading off for the Atlanta Braves.
That was, of course, Bryce Harper.
Oh, talking about Ronnie? Okay, well, yeah. I mean, he's right. I mean, when you lose the best, well, who's voted best player in baseball last year, and he's not in the game. Yeah, it's always like that, man. Ronnie's a superstar.
Yeah,
and yeah, and it sucks when they're not there.
Yeah, I hope he's doing all right. I bet he's not. I mean, you know how hard it was for him the first time.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's in the best spirits that he can.
Sure. But still, you know where that is. Like that. I don't know. I hope it's quick and speedy, and he can get back to normal as quick as possible, because that was the whole thing coming into this. I mean, he wrote all that long article coming into this year about detailing all of that stuff. Now that he was past it, sucks.
The Open Championship starts this week, but you can't call it the British. So did you see how Colin Montgomery was?
You can if you want.
You see how Colin Montgomery was suggesting to Tiger Woods that he should maybe hang him up and not even play?
Yeah.
Well, Tiger had some clapback, and I just love this pettiness.
Well, as a past champion, I'm exempt until I'm 60. Colin's not. He's not a past champion, so he's not exempt. So he doesn't get the opportunity to make that decision. I do.
Well, I mean, you've earned that. You've deserved that.
So when I get to be at his age, I should still make that decision. Well, he doesn't.
You gotta think you have deserved it. Yeah, he deserved it. He won the tournament. You win the tournament.
Who is he talking about?
He's talking about himself.
No. Who's the guy?
Oh, Colin Montgomery suggested that Tiger should hang it up.
Oh, okay.
That he's kind of.
Like, who is he?
Colin Montgomery, Scottish golfer, successful but not great. He was a really good golfer in his heyday, but no one cares what he thinks.
Right.
Certainly not Tiger. Again, like Tiger won the thing, so he's allowed to play.
Maybe he's just a little bit jealous that Tiger gets these exemptions now.
He won the Masters. He's allowed to play forever. That's how that works. Every tournament has different rules for it. But also, Tom Watson almost won the Open Championship when he was 59.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's golf. Old guys can still compete.
Yeah, man.
Now, will Tiger compete this week? Probably not.
Where's
I hope
that?
He does. Probably not. Trun.
Okay. Is that how they say it?
Trun.
Trun.
Royal Trun.
Is that where Rory's from?
No, he's from Northern Ireland. This is in Scotland.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that should be good. Because they just had the Scotland Open last week, right?
Yep.
Okay. And the other Scottish guy won.
Scottish guy Bob McIntyre won it.
Yeah, he won it and everything. I like Tiger this week.
Do you?
I like him. The weather's not going to be bad. As far as hot, the heat.
It's not going to be hot. That's true.
Yeah, it's not going to be hot and everything. I like Tiger. I like Tiger to make the cut.
Yeah, I could see that.
I like Tiger to make the
cut. I could see that for sure. I hope you're right. Colin Montgomery can go kick rocks.
Kick him.
Okay? Tiger can do whatever he wants. The whole PGA Tour said, play whatever tournament you want. You're exempt forever, okay? Sorry, Colin. Also, how can you be British and never win the British Open and be a good golfer? Also, Colin Montgomery's kind of fat.
Look at you.
These are all
Andy
things.
Andy will not take any Tiger slander.
Also, there's, I don't know, Colin Montgomery sucks. I've never liked him.
He was a good golfer.
Yeah, but as a guy, though. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah, he was a good golfer, just a dude. Like, he sucks. Shut up. Tiger can do whatever he wants. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.